Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God you are. We are so grateful, Father God. This Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m., that you are available for us and that you are always available for us. You don't slumber, you don't sleep. We're grateful, Father. You said, suffer the little children to come unto you and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven, that they are part of your kingdom, Lord God, and you love the children, Father God, and you're commanding their parents to train them up in the way that they should go, so when the children get older, they will not depart. So, Father, we just come to bless you, to honor you, to give you glory. You are the King of glory. Hallelujah. Children to know, not just look at a Bible, but we want them to be able to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, especially those scriptures related to them, how they're to obey their parents and those who have ruling authority over them. We say good afternoon to all who's on with us today. We're thanking God for you coming to join us for prayer. So, Mother Fanny, you ready to sing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, you've been so good to us. You've been so good. Lord, you've been so good to us. Lord, you've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for making a way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for making a way. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, you've been so good to us. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good to us. Thank you, Lord. You made a way for us. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what we want to do. Say thank you, Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray against ungodly family traditions and customs. All those things they do in the family, the traditions that's been carried on for years, that's not pleasing to you, Lord God. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Father, you know the traditions and families that are not pleasing to you, whether they do tarot cards, whether they drinking, whatever it is that they're doing, Lord God, that's not pleasing to you. We ask you, oh God, to move by your Holy Spirit and teach them the truth, that they would not do ungodly customs, ungodly traditions, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, things they're doing that's not pleasing to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for removing all of those mindsets of things that they learned from their forefathers about traditions that has nothing to do with loving you, that does not obey you, that does not please you. So remove every one of them in the mighty name of Jesus. We are grateful that we could call on you. And we are grateful, Father God, that they would be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, willing to give up traditions and customs that do not please you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, many people have false gods on their tables and in their homes, but you're not pleased with those things. You want those things out of their houses because it's causing them to be separate from you. Just like the children of Israel, they made the golden calf. And Lord, that's not a part of your plan. So we, in the name of Jesus, for removing all, for parents and families, removing all ungodly traditions. In the name of Jesus, amen. Mother Fanny, pray again. Bullies.
Well, the children.
Yes, ma'am. Pray against the bullies. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, you will help children not be bullied to one another or to other children, dear God. Help them be gentle, nice, sweet, and kind. Help them be the way you want them to be. Help them live the life you want them to live. Help them do as you tell them to do. Help them to love you and serve you. Obey you. Keep your command and do your will. Because you love them so much. And I pray, God, that you help them love you the same way. Help them be sweet and kind, mild and gentle to one another. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help them to do the right thing and not the wrong thing. Help them make good decisions about things in the name of Jesus. Help them follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He loves us. He loves us all. He loves all the children all over this world. And he will take care of us. He will take care of our children. He wants us to pray for them. All of the children all over this world, and be better children and love him and serve him until the end of their life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Sister Annette, can you pray for peace in households of children and rebuke the spirit of confusion, cussing, fussing, arguing, jealousy, anger, and so forth?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I'm praying for confusion and what else?
Okay. Pray for peace in the households of our children.
Okay.
Rebuke the spirit. Oh, you got it. Now, confusion, cussing, fussing, arguing, jealousy, and anger.
Okay. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you and we praise your holy name together. And, Lord, as we've gathered in your name, you said that you'd be in our midst. And you said there's power in touching and agreeing. So, Father, we be touching and agree on the home of the children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we know that the enemy is running rampant. God, we come against the enemy. We bind the spirit of cussing, confusion, fussing, jealousy, and anger that would try to rule and reign over the households of families in the name of Jesus. As we bind those, Lord God, we loose your peace, your joy, Father, your wisdom and understanding in those homes, Lord God, your love in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray and plead the blood of Jesus over these homes, the children's homes, Lord God. Father, we bind the spirit of strife and contention, Lord God, and just arguing and fussing all the time, God. We come against those evil, unclean spirits, Lord God. Father, you are not a spirit of confusion, and you're not a spirit of arguing and fussing all the time, Father, whether it's through cussing and whatever. So we just come against all of those unclean spirits that would try to dominate the families in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for families, Lord God. And, Father, your desire is that families be a piece of heaven on earth, Lord God, that the family would be a place of safety, a place of love, a place of rest, a place of contentment, Lord God. And so we pray, oh God, that every force of the enemy that is being used to destroy families and, God, to disturb the peace of the children and the homes, Father, we pray that the powers be broken over those families in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we pray, oh God, that the spirit of peace would rule and reign, Father, but we know for the spirit of peace that we must have salvation. And so we cry out for salvation for the families of those children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Not only the families, but for the children as well, Lord God, because you desire that none perish, but all come to repentance. So we pray, Lord God, that you would save, sanctify, consecrate the children, the families. You said in the last days you'll pour out your spirit. So we're asking you to save, sanctify, consecrate them, and then pour out your spirit in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we know that with your spirit, Lord God, that the fruits of the spirit would be evident, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, love, peace, joy, self-control, Father, and the other fruits of the Spirit would be dominant in their lives and the lives of their families. So we just ask for mercy and grace to abound, Father. It's a terrible thing to live in strife and contention, and God, is very upsetting. So, Father, we know that's not what you desire. So we plead the blood of Jesus over every family. Oh, Rababashe, ke na 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 mahoshande, Rabashe, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just loose, oh, God, your peace, Lord God. And we pray that revival, repentance, Father, reconciliation would spring forth in America like never before. So we just thank you, Lord God, that the spirit of peace would rest, oh God, and that the spirit of the living God would move upon this nation, Father. Oh God, that men, women, boys, and girls would cry out for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then we pray your blessing of peace and joy, contentment, self-control, and the other fruits of the spirit. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
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 All right. Sister Boland, yes, would you pray for sisters and brothers and sisters and sisters to love each other?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your love this morning, this evening, Jesus. We thank you for your sweet fellowship and your loving kindness, your understanding, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray that you will humble us. Let us come humble before you, God. Father, we thank you for all our sisters and all our brothers, families, oh God, all over the world, Lord Jesus. Bind us together as one in the Spirit of the Lord. Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. And, Father, we want to just continue to love on one another, glorify your name, Jesus, and come in our lives and make us happy and be blessed. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you all the honor and all the glory, because all the glory and the honor belongs to you, Lord. Father, we thank you this evening, Father. Every brother, every sister, every family, oh God, will come together as one in the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we honor you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father, there are so much of things in our lives, oh God, we need to just shake it off in the mighty name of Jesus and run to you, Lord, because Jesus, you are the only way. You are the truth and you are the light. Lord, we thank you for forgiveness, oh God. Forgiveness of our sins. If we have done wrong, Lord, Father, we ask you to bind us together as one in the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your name this evening. Bless the brothers, oh God. Bring more brothers in, Lord Jesus, that they can continue to serve you and live with their families, Lord. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor again. We worship you. We magnify you. And we call in upon your name, Lord, because your name is worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you for our sisters again, Lord. We thank you, God. Father, you know their needs. You said you will supply all their needs, not their wants, but according to your riches in glory. And God, we give you all the praise this evening. We bind every forces, oh God, of evil that will come in the midst, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Father, to remove anything that is not of your will, God. For, Lord, we come by faith, Lord Jesus, this evening, Father, to bless our mothers, bless the sisters, bless the pastors, bless them, Lord. Cover them with your blood in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the God of, you are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. You are the bright and morning star. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are Jehovah Jireh. Halamasanda di haramasando di haramasia. Ondo di haramasaya. You are an everlasting God. You are the creator of all the universe. You have made it, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you. Bless our homes, Lord, or going out and coming in from this time onward in the name of Jesus. We pray over the nation this morning, this evening, Father, and we ask you in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, and cover them all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Spirit of favoritism. Loving one child more than another. So we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they would love all their children.
Yes,
you
Lord.
And those children, and the children know when the parents love another child more than the other. So, Father, we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare children will know that they are loved and accepted by you, by both parents. It won't be like Joseph's father, who he loved Joseph more than he did the other children, that causes jealousy. So we rebuke that spirit that will cause jealousy, strife, envy, anger, upset, rage. And we decree and declare that parents will let all of their children know that they love every one of them and that they will not choose one over the other. Children have gifts and talents, and that's different than choosing the gift. Oh, God, I thank you that they will choose to love and accept the children the way you gave them. They would train them up with love and tender care. They would love them and let them know, show them that they love them. They would give for one and not for the other ones, Lord God. But they would show equal love to all of their children. They would accept them for the children when they grow up feeling abandoned or feeling like long in the family. So we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the lives of the parents. Draw the parents and the children closer to each other. No, we decree and declare that no, they will not have a rejection spirit because their parents show that they love one more than the other, but they would have acceptance, accepting spirit in their parents in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Mother Fanny, could you pray excellent health for our children? Pray for excellent, and don't forget our babies, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, and baby Devin. And don't worry if you don't know their names.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to look down on baby Chloe and the other two children.
Mm-hmm.
Have mercy upon them, Lord. I ask you to strike them, baby babies. Help them to be strong, courageous. Help them get up from Satan. God, help them to get up and obey. When you tell them to get up, help them to be strong and courageous in your name. God, have mercy upon them. Have mercy, have mercy. They need to show them the way, teach them, and learn them, show them, and lead them and guide them, because the babies, they don't understand. Give them understanding. Hold them in the palm of your hand. Lord, don't let go of the babies. In the name of Jesus, have mercy in this world. People are going around. The government is going around. Want to kill all the babies. Kill all the babies. God, why they want to do something like that? Why? Because they not God. They don't want nobody to kill their parents. And Lord, help them to think wildly and think better. Not think with all that evil in them. Pray for children. Pray for other children. As they pray for their own children. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon the babies. In the name of Jesus. The babies who are coming into this world. Help the Father, let them come on in this world and do whatever you have for them to do. When they grow up, Lord, show them the way. Tell them what you want them to do in the name of Jesus. That they'll be strong and they'll be gracious and they'll be really good kids. And God, you will show them and tell them what they need to do and what they don't need to do. Show them the way, because you are the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father. We got to come through by Jesus Christ to get to the Father. And He will show us, He will tell us what to do for our children, other children down in Africa, the one in Jerusalem. Lord, just keep your hands around them. In the name of Jesus, where everything will be all right. In the name of Jesus, keep them covered in the blood. Because nothing but the blood of Jesus is going to save them. Nothing but the blood of Jesus is going to set them free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray you have mercy and have mercy upon them. Help them to be strong and help them do thy will. And help them to be obedient. Lord, take care of the little children. They're on the way going to school. They're on the way coming back home. In the name of Jesus, let no harm or danger come to none of our children, mine and other children, all over this world, dear God. For you is our Father, which art in heaven. And you love us. You love our children. And you want us to pray for our children. Please, God, help us to pray for them, that they will be all right, that they will live, they will have a long life, and they will not die in the mighty name of Jesus. But save them, and hold them in the palm of your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen.
Thank you, Mother. Danette, can you pray for children to be taught how to handle emergencies and crises like fire in the home, parents, you know, a child gets stuck, you know, or something happens, so they will be taught how to handle emergencies and crisis.
Father God, we just thank you, Father. We thank you that you love the little children, Lord God. And so, Father, as we cry out for them today, Lord, we're crying out, God, that they be taught how to handle emergencies, Lord. And, Father, for them to know how to handle emergencies, they have to be taught. And, Father, we pray that you would deal with the parents' hearts, that they would take the time and teach the children, Lord God. We know many parents are working, and they work long hours, and they're frustrated, they're tired, they're discouraged. But God, help them to realize their responsibility is to teach the children, Lord God. And Father, we come against that notion they too young to know and they don't need to know. They are not too young, Lord God. So we come against that lie from the pits of hell that they don't need to know or they are too young, Father. We come against that that lie. We pull that stronghold down, that lying, deceptive spirit, especially among black people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we curse the seed and root of lies that have been perpetuated, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as we pull down that stronghold, oh God, of lies and deceptions, Father, that being taught to our children and the parents and, Father, things that have been passed on, traditions and rituals from generation to generation, we pray that those strongholds come down in the name of Jesus. And, Father, that you would give the parents wisdom and understanding about the importance of teaching them how to handle and deal with emergencies. And, Lord, they're already being taught that in the schools because they teach them about the shooters and these other things. So they're already being taught. So, Father, we pray that this would come into the home situation as well, that the family, that the parents would let them know that if something is serious, an emergency, that you call 911 or that you do certain things, follow these steps, just like it's a fire drill, Father, that they would say, if this happens, these are the things you do, and they would instruct them, Father. And that's what you command us to do, is to teach the children, teach, oh God, and instruct them in the way to go, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just ask, Lord God, that the ones, the parents who are not understanding, that you open up their understanding to this being a means of survival, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they would teach them. And, Father, this other lie that they don't understand, they too young to understand, they understand more than we give them credit for. And so, God, we just pray against all of the lies and the deceptions because they are very smart, and they can be taught at any age. And so, Father, we just pray that the people would rise up, the parents would rise up and seize this opportunity, oh God, to teach them while there's time, while there's hope, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you, Father, that, of course, that the parents and the children be saved, Father. We pray for their salvation in the name of Jesus. And then, God, we pray, oh, God, that you give us, give the parents and the children a teachable spirit. Lord, so many of us have a know-it-all spirit. We know so much, and yet we know so little. And so, God, we pray that even in terms of humbling themselves, that the parents would humble themselves. Many of them, you can't tell them anything. That's my child. And so we come against that, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, praying that the parents and the children have a teachable spirit, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the children, Lord God. Arabashe, namashe, kande, roboshe. Father, they are our future, Lord God. And so we pray that they be taught, Father, taught. You said teach the children So we pray that that would be manifested in their lives in terms of emergency situations on what to do. And, Father, we do pray for their protection, Father, that you keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Mother Boland, could you pray for parents, teachers, children, manners to say please, thank you, I'm sorry, excuse me, to teach them manners?
Yes, ma'am. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Here we come again to you, Jesus, with a clear heart, a clear mind, a willing spirit. And, Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, we bring our teachers before you. We bring our parents again before you, if I'm right, Lord. We bring our children again before you, God. But, Father, I was taught to say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. And, Father, we are brought up by parents. But today, Lord Jesus, some parents do not even care what their children say, Lord, is what they mean and what they believe in. They were not taught. But, Father God, here we come. We move all self out of the way. We move all selfish thoughts. Father, teach us, Lord, to how to humble ourselves that we can show forth men and women, boys and girls. Teach us, O God, all over the world what it is to have respect and how to have respect, how to talk to one another, how to love one another. Teach us, Lord Jesus, that we can follow after whatever you are saying, Lord, because you are a humble God. You are a humble God, and God, you want us to be humble. So, Father, teach us, Lord, as leaders, O God, and as members of other churches all over around the world, teach us, Lord, that we can be more humble before you, that they will see Christ in us and not ourselves. Father, we ask you all these things. Father, I pray over each and every one that our leader has said to. And if I do not, Lord Jesus, I'm asking you, God, to cover each and every one with your precious blood, because the blood of Jesus covers all. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us, Lord, wisdom. Give us more knowledge and give us more understanding, Father, that we can teach and help the children, men and women, boys and girls. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Bless our leader, Lord, and cover them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for godly parents to train their children the way you want them to be trained. Yes. Children today have no instructions from their parents. There's no discipline in the home. But we're asking you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that those parents, oh, God, that are saved, that they would train their children. You said train them up in the way they should go. So I thank you, Lord God, when they get up in the morning, they would bend the knees with the children and teach them how to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, or they would teach them to pray in the name of Jesus. So, Father, the children would not grow up ignorant of who you are. You said teach the children in the morning that you are one God, the only true and living God. Teach them in the afternoon and teach them in the evening. So, Father, I thank you that they would teach them to obey them, to be obedient to their parents, to honor their fathers and their mothers on the earth. They would teach them to listen to them when they give instructions. They would make sure their children follow the instructions. They would not just ignore them. They want to do. But if they say that, if they give them instructions, Lord God, to read a particular scripture or memorize it, that the children will begin to memorize scriptures at young ages, Lord God. I think that the parents will pray over them every day when they get up in the morning, when they come back home from school. when before they go to bed at night, that the word would be played in their home. They would have the word written on the tables of their heart that they would not sin against you. I thank you, Father God, for parents making corrections in their children where they see negative characteristics that they would say, come here, baby, let's talk. Now, this is the way that it should be done. They would be examples to their children. I thank you, Lord God, that they would not be harsh with their children, mm-hmm. but they would be kind, that they would teach them your ways. Your ways, oh God, are to pray, to read the word, to listen to the word, to obey the mm-hmm. word. So I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they'll have family prayer time together in the home. They'll have talk time. So the children will say, well, who is God and what does he want with me? And the parents will have ready answers for them because children have questions about you, oh God. Jesus. So many parents do not take the time to listen to their children. But, Lord, listen to them and you listen to us. So I thank you that parents will take time to listen to their children, to explain scriptures to them, to read the word to them, to read Bible stories to them about Bible characters. They'll be trained up in the way they should go. They will learn about the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, faith, meekness, and self-control. Mm-hmm. They will know what those things mean. They will be taught, and they will learn them in the home. What that is, they will have examples of them. They will learn what it means to be peaceful, what it means to get along with your brothers and sisters. So, Lord, when they go out to school, they'll know how to get along with other children. They'll teach them this is how we do in this home. They'll have time for devotion time. They'll have time to sit and talk and read the word and pray and praise you, give you, teach the children songs, this little light of mine, and they'll teach them Jesus is the light of the world. They'll teach different songs mm-hmm. about loves me, this I know, for the Bible. So they'll teach them songs about the Bible. So they will know that this is the way to do it in our home. So when they grow up and they have children, they will have pattern to follow. So we thank you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Fanny, would you pray for godly grandparents that they would pray, teach their grandchildren the word, and they would spend time with
them. Mother Fanny, you there?
Mm-hmm.
Would you pray for grandparents, for godly grandparents, that they would teach their grandchildren the word of God, they will pray for and with their grandchildren and teach them to pray as well.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, please, God, that grandparents teach their children, their grandchildren, all parents all over the world, dear God, help them to know and teach they children, other children, the way of life, how to pray, how to do the things that God wants them to do. They don't understand, but Lord, now you understand. Teach your children. Love your children. Be obedient to God. What you can do the right thing for your children in the name of Jesus. Learn them how to pray. Let's keep learning them, keep teaching them and telling them how to pray and how to love one another, how to get along with one another, how to be obedient to God, love God, serve God, do what God wants me to do. God, teach all our children and lead them the way, show them the way, and help them to overcome. Keep them covered in the blood because nothing but the blood of Jesus is going to save them and nothing but the blood of Jesus is going to lead them to the very last end. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to please
protect him and see him through and never leave him, never forsake him. Take him, bless him. Heal their little body. Heal their pain. Have mercy upon them.
Mm-hmm.
Touch their stomach trouble, but they are having that head trauma, any kind of problem they might be having. Lord, I ask you to touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, and then take control of them in the name of Jesus. Well, they'll feel better, but the pain will go away, the sickness will go away, the bad colds will go away in the name of Jesus. Don't allow Satan try to do nothing, put nothing on the children in the name of Jesus. Please, Father God, hold them in the palm of your hand. Don't let go of the children. Bless them going out and coming in. In the name of Jesus, help us to pray and pray so hard for our children. Pray hard for other families where they can stay on the right side. Pray for the children all over the world, Lord. That is our job to do, to protect our children and pray for families and pray for our loved ones. And love everyone, one of us, and don't hate one another. And put that love in our heart. And when we go wrong, straighten us out and tell us that is not the way. Lead us, and guide us. Keep us on the right track. Don't let us get off. Help us stay there. And tell God, tell us what to do and what not to do in the mighty name of Jesus. And forgive us for all our sin, for all the wrong things we have did it in the name of Jesus. And create in us a clean heart in the name of Jesus. Don't let us fall or rank or be on us no kind of way. But we want to be clean, and we want our children to grow up and be clean. And serve God and love God and come up and do the thing that God wants them to do. Well, they can be good children. They can be lovely children. They can be peaceful children. They will do the right thing in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for every one of our children, every one of the little babies that are coming into this world. Let them come on in this world. In the name of Jesus, please, Father, protect them from Satan the devil, for he can't touch them. He can't do nothing. You just got to leave them alone. In Jesus, by the name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother. Michelin, could you pray for safety, protection for our children, especially in the schools?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we thank you. We praise your name. We exalt your name. We want to thank you, Father God, for allowing us the opportunity to gather and pray. Father God, I lift up children all over the world, children in middle school, elementary school, high school, and even our college students. I pray that you protect and guide them and be with them, Father God. Every day we send our children out to the world. We pray for safety not only for not only from violence, we pray for safety, from being influenced with drugs, influenced with weapons, influenced in fighting. Just the other day, Father God, we had a shooting at the University of West Virginia. And at this very moment, Father God, I would like to lift up those parents in prayer, Father God. We pray that our children, when they leave the house, they are covered by the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. I pray that they will not get influenced by different thing that can cause them to get in trouble. We pray for safety, not only physical safety. A lot of time we think of physical safety for them, but also spiritual safety, mentally being safe. from any type of negative influence that could cause them to go astray, Father God. I thank you and I praise your name, Father God. I lift up every single children in this world in your hand, all across four corners of the globe, Father God. I pray that you be with them, you guide them, and you protect them, and allow them to give them the wisdom and the discernment to make decisions that are sound, that are right with what you have destined for them, God. And I pray for safety as they cross the street, getting off the school bus, as they are making decisions in the playground, playing with others, that they learn how to play and not play in a manner that will can cause harm to one another, Father God. I pray for mental safety, Father God. A lot of times kids are saying that they can hear voices or hear voices to harm others. And just thoughts of doing bad things, Father God, whether it's playing with their parents' safety guns or whether it's just playing with them, playing with knives or any type of thing that could cause harm, Father God. I pray that you allow the Spirit to teach them the discernment between what is right and what is wrong and to know that the Holy Spirit can help to intervene. And then that way that they can not only be safe for themselves but then for others, and then that other kids can speak up. If they see something is not right, then they can speak up and help protect. Not, it may not be just one student. It can protect a whole classroom. And I pray for safety, not just for the kids, but for our teachers and our educators, people in every single area, Father God. I pray that they are covered by the blood of Jesus, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus all over them. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Yeshua. All right, Sister Annette. Can you pray for children to be actively involved in good activities, basketball, track, music, piano, instruments, things like that? Just didn't ask you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. What did you say, Sister Jean?
Would you want me to pray for our children? Pray for our children to be actively involved in good activities like basketball, track, music, piano, playing instruments, things like that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lord God. We just honor you tonight, today, Father. We bless your holy name together. And, Father, the children, Lord God, we just thank you for them, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Children are a gift from God. And, Father, as they are gifts from God, Father, we pray that we as neighbors, as parents, grandparents, relatives, Lord God, that we would try to teach the children to have good habits, Lord God, things that would add meaning to their lives, Father, things that would enrich and enhance their lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that they would use, the parents would help them to use their time wisely. And Father, that in using your time wisely, that there are things that you need to do, Father. So we just ask you, Lord God, to guide and direct the parents, that they would take a stand, Father, to help the children to use their time wisely. Father, we come against games like the video games where children spend excessive amount of time on those. Father, we pray that, Father, those things, the use of them would subside. So many children spend hours and hours on it. But God, we pray that you open up the parents' eyes to see. We pray that you open up their ears to hear your voice, Lord God, to know that those things are not constructive. And God, that the children need constructive activities in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord God, that good things, music and painting and cooking, whatever, Lord God, is just amazing. As I watch the cooking shows sometimes, and those kids that are 9 and 11 years old know how to cook better than I do. And, Father, they know how to do recipes. They are very creative. So help the parents to realize the talents, skills, and abilities that you've given the children. And, Father, that they would help to develop them through good activities and good associations. So we ask, oh God, for mercy and grace to abound. Father, we pray that your wisdom, Lord God, Father, that you give the parents wisdom and understand. And you said with wisdom, you said get understanding. And God, help them to realize that they are molding and helping develop and make this child into a vessel of honor for your kingdom. So we pray, Lord God, that you would help the parents to lead them and direct them in a plain path. And, Father, the plain path is the path of righteousness. And so we ask you to bless the families, Lord God. Bless the parents to rise up. And even their other family members that can see potential in all. Oh, God, help them to see and recognize and to try to develop the potential that these children have by using constructive means in the name of Jesus, constructive activities. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Mother Boland, could you pray for parents to encourage their children, to say things to them like, I'm so proud of you. You are very smart and brilliant. You are very beautiful. You are very handsome. I enjoy spending time with you. They would say good things to their children.
Heavenly Father, we thank you one more time again, Lord Jesus. Father, we all were kids at one time, and we were looking for that love from our parents, Lord Jesus. And Father, when we hear our parents say, I love you, we are so happy and a big smile come on our faces. So, Lord, we know that these are changing times. And, Lord, we bring these children all over the world before you. Lord, I was so discouraged in one Christmas last year. Was by myself alone, Lord. But when I heard these kids were singing, Lord, my heart just break down. But Father, here we are, Lord, one more time, Jesus, asking you, Lord, for children all over the world to be respectful to their parents. Some parents are gone, they're dead and gone, their children doesn't know where they're at, Lord Jesus. Father, they are longing to have a parent, some of them in foster home. I have raised some. Lord, I thank you for them today. With the respect that they gave to me, Lord Jesus, I thank you. Lord, bless the parents, oh God. Bless the children. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Keep them, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for them this evening, Lord Jesus. Let the parents show more love for parents that is alive, aunties, uncles, or whoever they are with, Lord. Let them show them, let them have love for these children. There are many children in the foster home, oh God, who do not even know who they are. They have no mother. They have no father, no brothers or sisters, and is longing for a home that they can feel loved and loved by someone. So, Father, we as Christians, oh God, help us, Lord, to reach out to the lost. Reach out to them, oh God. Father, let us show them respect. Let them know that we love them. Father, the ministers, the evangelism, the prophets, whoever they are, Lord Jesus, is to show love to the kids. They don't have to know whose kids are they. But love them. Show them love. And Father, we will not fail to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Because God, there are so many children has lost their lives. But Father, we give everyone to you right now. Sometimes our mind are not exactly where we at or what we should say. in a twinkling of an eye, things has happening. And Lord, we thank you for the children today. For children are God's heritage. Father, we thank you this evening. Bless our leader, Lord, as she give out her assignment. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the children, Lord. We thank you. There are many who are disobedient, but when you speak to them and they come up with a big smile, you yourself feel happy to know that they accept you. You are accepted, and God, we thank you. And we will not fail to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the children to be taught how to have self-control. How, Lord God, when they're told to sit down, they will sit down. And Father, we rebuke the spirit of anger. Many children are angry because they aren't allowed to express themselves. They're not allowed to talk. So they're angry. And they show it. Even in school or with another friend, they'll hit another child.
Yes.
But it's because of lack of self-control. So I pray that you would give the children the spirit of self-control. Many of them, Lord God, do pranks, dangerous pranks on their friends, stick their foot out when the friend's walking and trip them. And they do dangerous kind of things to other people. So, Father, I think they'll be taught self-control to how, Lord God, to control themselves. But, Lord, they need a time where they can sit and say, I'm angry about this. I'm upset about this. I don't understand this. Where they'll be able to express what they feel on the inside of them so they're not exploding. And they're beginning to learn what it means to express themselves so they will have peace on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, many parents, don't let them hush your mouth. Don't say this. Don't hush your mouth. Lord, I thank you that the parents will let the children express themselves in a very respectful manner so that the children, Lord God, can grow up feeling loved and appreciated. They will feel like, you know, my mama care about me. My daddy care about me. They let me express myself. And, Lord, children have many emotions that they sometimes keep bottled inside of them. And so it comes out in negative ways. But we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the children will be taught how to express themselves, how when you say sit down, they'll be able to sit down. They won't kick their feet and kick and scream and holler, because they have no self-control, but they'll be allowed to say, I feel this way. I don't like this or I don't like that, but in a respectful way. So, Father, I thank you, oh God, for our children learning the fruit of the Spirit, self-control. We appreciate you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Nett, would you do the closing prayer, Sister Nett?
Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, we give you the highest praise. We thank you for the privilege and opportunity, Lord God, to gather in your name. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for you, the word that became flesh and dwelt among us, Father. We thank you for your word. Lord God, we just thank you today for the privilege and opportunity, Lord. And Father, we see the urgency regarding our children. And God, we asking you, Lord, to save the children, Lord God. Great Redeemer, great Rescuer, we call on you tonight, God, asking you for deliverance to spring forth among the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask that you would bless everybody that's affiliated with the line Sometimes we can't get on every week, but God, those that are here and those that are affiliated, we pray your blessings upon them in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Father, to supply all of our needs spiritually, financially, oh God, in every way, Lord God, emotionally, relationship with our relationships, every way, God. Supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And, Lord, we want to be more like you. So we ask that you would allow our flesh to be crucified daily, that not our will but thy will only be done in our lives and the lives of those that concern us. We do pray for salvation for even our loved ones, God, Father, and our communities, Lord God. Father, we know that the time is nigh. And so, God, we want to be those voices crying out in the wilderness, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So, Father, I pray that the word of God, Father, that it be like fire shut up in our bones. It won't leave us alone. Oh, God, that we be stirred up like never before. Stir up the word. Stir up the gifts, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you for your blood, Father, as we bind backlash, retaliation, and revenge in the name of Jesus. We just lose your peace, your love, your protection, oh, God, over us in the name of Jesus. We cover ourselves with the blood. And, Father, thank you for Sister G and Sister Vivian. Father, thank you for their obedience. Father, thank you for the great work that you're doing in their lives, Lord God. We pray that you continue to richly bless them. And, Father, as we all seeking your face, we ask you, Father, to give us a hunger and thirst for righteousness like never before. And, Father, you said that if you hunger and thirst, you shall be filled. So I pray that the spirit of overflow would be our portion. We thank you that surely goodness and mercy will follow us. So thank you for your blood. And, Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We bless your holy name together. Thank you, Lord, for your many, many blessings, your many, many mercies, Father, and your great faithfulness. Your love never fails. And, Lord, we're so thankful. And, Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name we pray and give you thanks. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Well, I thank each of you all. I love you all. Look forward to talking to you all very soon.
Thank you.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thank you.